Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/Ragnarok.
All the cool people do.
We put out a new listener survey, which will help us learn more about you guys and what you want to see in the future. So if you could take a few minutes, the link to the survey is in the episode description, and it's also on our social media. If you could fill it out and answer some questions, it would be a really big help. Thank you.
It's not a poll.
We here at Ragnarok would like to thank the following patrons. Chados.
Steve Ariza.
Michael Davis.
Steven Vest.
Brownie Davis.
Wee Willie Wilson.
Wheelchair Jim.
Savarik.
James Burns.
Boy Harkin.
Michael Drescher.
And several bats.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
More.
I should probably write something in the description.
Nah.
We're recording.
Whoa.
Help. Help.
What?
You did right now. I said it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
Hi, guys and gals.
I just want to point out that I do not want to be here. That's not true. I do. I do. I'm kidding.
Get out of here.
Today we're going to be playing Fate Core. This is kind of a rudimentary hack of Ghostbusters International.
You need your iPad back?
Yeah.
Nah. What kind of jerk needs an iPad?
That's our thing.
Oh yeah, what did we get? Here we get plus 3 contacts.
Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, this is kind of a rudimentary hack of Ghostbusters International that I did into the Fate Core system.
Investigate.
With a couple of changes, let's see how it works. So I'm Ryan. I'm going to be GMing this session. Why don't you guys go around and tell us?
I'm Eric.
God. Who does that?
I don't know.
Some asshole.
And I'm going to be playing Conrad Gerard. I almost got the name wrong in some weird fashion.
Backwards for some reason.
Yeah. He's new to our... Should I say the name of our place right now? Or do I want to save that?
Say it now.
Our franchise.
He's new to our franchise. Fairly new. This isn't his first case. But, you know, he's still fairly new. He joined the franchise because he's going out with this real nice lady named Rachel right now. And she was she's a widow. So,
what did she win?
I don't know.
Never mind. That was terrible. I apologize.
Yeah, it was kind of bad.
That was really bad.
After a really bad joke like that, you just go...
No, it was even too bad for that.
Yeah, but... So he got interested. He had a mild interest in the paranormal. He never knew whether stuff like that was real or not. But it became very real to him when his girlfriend's her dead husband started haunting him. So that's kind of when he started looking more into it and looking into getting into the Ghostbuster biz, so to say.
Ryan, tell the train to shut up.
Shut up, train.
Okay.
So he got into the biz, but it turns out that once he found out how, like, about trapping the ghost, about how they're trapped for an eternity and in, like, a limbo, he couldn't get himself to do that to his girl's ex because he, you know, it wouldn't make her happy, and he has a little soft spot for mainly for his ghost, but some for other ghosts, too.
Also in the back of your head like a baby. It just never closed up.
Alright. You done?
Yes.
I am Alex, and I shall be playing Hartwin Reynard. He is a wiry, bespectacled man with dark hair. He has had a lifelong obsession with ghosts ever since he was a child. And his parents brought home a cat for him from the shelter as a surprise, a black cat. But it turned out that Hartwin had latent psychic abilities.
He cut himself on one of his three corners.
And, Hartwin had latent psychic abilities, and the cat was somewhat evil. And so Hartwin was tormented by this demonic cat for about a year until he finally was able to convince his parents to get rid of it, because they never believed him when he said the cat was talking to him and threatening to kill him and them and do horrible things. And so ever since then, he has hated ghosts And when
and as a side note, cats.
Yeah, probably so too.
If that wasn't enough, I'm sure the years of therapy afterwards
Didn't
do much.
With the therapist telling me how everyone telling me I was crazy and that the cat wasn't talking to me, it was all in my head, and I'm sure my parents got suspicions cast on them too for abusing me because. Why would I just start, usually that's like a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
So that was a fun childhood. And so Hartwin has had a lifelong obsession and hatred of ghosts. And when he got the opportunity to start his own ghostbusting franchise, which he did, he leapt at it. And he wants to bust as many ghosts as he can because he thinks that they're evil and menaces and they need to be stopped.
Evil cat.
Why does it have a star?
It's a pentacle.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's a five-sided star with a circle around it.
Pentagrams have lines going through it.
Well, I erased those lines because I thought it would look better without them. If it makes you bad, happy. There.
Also, pentagrams aren't actually evil, but...
That one is. That's an evil pentagram.
Because it's mustache.
Is it? Yeah. Huh?
Yeah, evil cat.
Oh,
evil
definitely, cat.
Yeah.
See, that's a pentagram. You need the lines.
You're a pentagram.
Okay. Well, I put the lines back.
Also, the upside down pentacle is the evil one.
Oh my god, I'll just put a swastika.
All right.
Anyway, your turn, Chris.
Okay, my name is Jerry Conrad, and I am...
Sounds familiar.
Strange. I am a... Oh my god, I just realized. A triangle burglar. okay, I'm a con artist, and I have... Jerry Conrad is not my real name. I'm on the lam. My real name, I didn't decide what it is, but that person is wanted by the police. And I am into the ghostbusting business because I think it's a scam, and I want in. That's it.
And you have never had an encounter with the paranormal?
Oh, no. Nope, I don't believe in ghosts at all. I'm completely skeptic.
And just because I think our listeners who didn't get to hear the character setup would want to know this detail, Chris's character, Jerry, took a correspondence course.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Right.
In proton pack maintenance and repair.
Yes, so I repair all of our equipment.
Where the main franchise, the main Ghostbusters headquarters in Manhattan, sent him. He paid what, $5,000? We said. They sent him five video cassettes. They sent him seven video cassettes and
three books.
Three books
and a
sample nuclear accelerator.
Right.
all via U.S. mail.
Okay. Evil cat.
Very nice. Where is this franchise located? Where do you guys?
This franchise is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We are called Busting Bads.
And since this is the 80s, we came up with it.
Which what year is it in current time?
87. Why not? It's a good year.
1987. All right. So I think technically Ghostbusters 1 has happened in the timeline. Ghostbusters 2 has not.
Okay.
For those listening in, this is the original 1980s Ghostbusters. I spent a not insignificant portion of my childhood watching those movies and the cartoons. I know it a lot better than new Ghostbusters, so someone else can write that game. So you guys have... tell us a little bit more about the franchise before we begin.
We are based... we have an office. Well, we don't. We have a call center where people call in, and it's like one of those places that's just like a phone answering service.
Okay.
So they take messages and pass them along to us.
All right.
Because we are really based out of an RV. It's our Ecto RV Mobile Command Center. Which also has our laser grid containment system in it. And that's where our tech guy, Chris, works. So we have really great equipment because we have an on-site technician.
Oh, I thought you guys had a double-wide trailer in a trailer park somewhere.
That's where our containment system is.
Nice.
But we do, so our office is the RV, though. It's because it's 87, we probably can't afford a cell phone, so we have to actually drive to the phone answering service. Or a payphone, yeah, or a payphone.
You can call
them. Yeah, we just call them and ask for our messages.
Yeah, so you have to drive to a payphone every few hours and ask for our messages.
Nice. All right.
There's the pentagram, right?
Yes.
We also have...
Pentagram.
Oh, that's an evil cat. Yeah, definitely. We also have bench ads around town advertising our services. So,
yeah, we're bench ad famous.
We're bench ad famous.
Nice. So, if this were a Ghostbusters episode, it would start off with a cold open. We see a fast food restaurant, play place. It's very crowded. There are, people online at the register, kitchens full of staff, serving up hot food. It's a fried chicken place. So people carrying trays of buckets of chicken and
fried chicken Kentucky?
No, FCK. It's Southern Fried Poultry.
NMFC. Mexico fried chicken.
They used to.
Ryan.
What?
Los Pollos Hermanos.
I would, but I kind of have a thing.
Okay.
Going
all right. There. All right.
I was thinking it is the 80s, so they might still. They have a Confederate theme. So they use the Southern Cross as on all of the packaging and shit. And the mascot is General Beauregard. He's a Confederate.
As a chicken.
Yes, he is. So we see mother and her two kids. Mother is talking to her friend. The two kids are playing in the play set. There's a slide and a ball pit, and kids are youngish. The one kid is teasing the other because he won't go up the slide. She said he won't go down the slide. She says, "What are you so afraid of?"
What a pussy.
It's just a little drop. It's fun. Come on, you do it. She climbs up and goes down the slide. He finally works up the courage. He climbs the ladder. She's like, "Come on, don't be a little fraidy cat." He gets up to the top of the slide.
Fraidy triangle.
Yes, don't be a little fraidy triangle. He eases his legs over the side and starts to slide. And then catches sight of something at the bottom, and we see the camera from the point of view of the bottom of the slide. As the kid approaches, his face just goes wide in fear, and he starts to scream. And he slides out of frame, into the camera, and you hear this kind of like a roaring laughter. And then the Ghostbusters theme hits.
I see. I thought you were going to say he goes down the slide. It just
doesn't come out. No. We hear the roar, and then it cuts to the Ecto RV Mobile Command Center, taking really tight turns, sirens blaring. The RV drives past one of your bench ads and a bus with Ghostbusters Albuquerque plastered on the side of it. It looks like you're heading to a job, but instead you're headed to a payphone. The army just like screeches to a halt in front of a bank of payphones.
I think it should sputter to a halt.
All right.
Well, you're the mechanic.
I'll ask you guys, is it a shitty RV or do you keep it in?
I think it's in good condition.
Okay.
All right.
So maybe like it screeches to a halt and then like it backfires and the engine sputters out as you turn it off. Who's driving?
I don't have drive.
So I could drive. I can drive.
All right. So the doors to the RV open, and you describe your characters for us.
So the first one out is Hartwind because he wasn't driving. He's kind of tall. Like I said, wiry. He's got glasses and dark hair. He's wearing his tan Ghostbusters jumper with his black combat boots. He's got the patch above his, it says Hartwin, embroidered on the patch. So it says Reynard. And he walks over.
So mine's gonna say Conrad, but your name is Conrad.
Right, and mine's gonna say Gerard. And technically the long version of Jerry is Gerard.
And he walks over to the payphone, and then he reaches into his pockets. And realizes he doesn't have it. You know, he pats himself down. Hey, Jerry, you got a quarter?
Wait, first name Jerry or last name Jerry?
Doesn't matter.
trying to decide if I have a quarter.
I'm trying to you should first decide who I was talking to.
Well, me. I'm Jerry. He's Gerard.
Right.
Oh, that's true. Hey, Conrad, you got a quarter?
Is he talking to you or me?
You.
All right. I just figured, you know, we're both Conrad in a way.
Chris,
in a way?
Yeah. You should totally have one of those weighted blanks instead of a quarter.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You got a quarter? No, I got something better, and I throw the weighted thing on a string to you. You just put it in, and then when you're done, pull it back out with the string.
All right. So I drop the weighted blanket and dial our answering service.
Game in the system for that quarter.
Albuquerque answer phone. Unith speaking.
Hey, Unith, it's Hartwin Reynard from Bustin' Bads. Just wondering if we got any messages.
Hello, Mr. Reynard. Let me check. Yes, it appears you have a message.
Oh, great. One second. He pats around his pockets. Realizes again that he doesn't have a pad on him and turns around and goes, no, like write something down. Yeah.
Were you in the passenger seat or the back?
Me? Probably the passenger seat.
All right, well, then I'll reach over to the passenger seat where you left your book and throw it out to you.
Yeah, I grab it. All right, go ahead.
A young lady by the name of Yamide Jefferson called.
Yamide Jefferson?
Yamide Jefferson. She gave you... She gave you an address, 168 Oneida Avenue. And she had a somewhat odd request. She said, if you could arrive after 11 p.m.
Oh, that's a bit late. Okay. Did she say what the business was?
It's a Southern Fried Poultry.
Oh, well, no, I meant, did she say what she... Oh, okay.
She called in... Sorry, yeah, I misunderstood. She called in relating to a haunting that's happening at her place of business.
Ah, okay. Business haunting. Very good. Anything else?
That's it.
Oh, one. That's a good day. All right. Well, thank you very much, Eunice. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening. I hang up. Guys, we got one.
Oh, man, a sucker on the line.
Not a sucker, a client.
What's the job? What happened?
Well, I don't know all the details, but apparently there's a Southern Fried Poultry down on Oneida.
Pull the blank out.
Oh, sorry. I yanked the blank back out and handed it back. Important. A Southern Fried Poultry.
Wait, is that 1987? Maybe I should have had one of those blue boxes.
I think that's a little bit late for a blue box because they switched over. They switched over to a digital phone system in like the late 70s, and those didn't work anymore.
Okay, then.
Precisely because so many people were doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, no, Southern Fried Poultry over on Oneida Avenue. Something about a haunting, but they said not to go until after 11 p.m.
Why would they want to? Okay, well, maybe the ghost only comes out at the nighttime.
It could be.
I think they just don't want customers there, which is a real shame.
Yeah, they probably don't want us to scare away the customers.
Well, something else is going to scare away the customers if we don't go take care of it.
Well, I mean, we can explain that to her when we get there, after 11.
What time is it now?
I'll say right now it's about 5. Yeah. So you guys have a choice. Do you want to go over now? Do you want to see what you can figure out about this place before you go over there? You can walk in a little bit prepared.
You can call our private investigator to go chase the joint.
Yeah, so why don't we send Roy over there now? Because he's a civvy.
Roy's our private investigator.
Yeah, Roy Gunderson. Since we're at the phone, I'll drop the blank back in and call up Roy.
Hello.
Hey, Roy, it's Hartwin over at Bustin' Bads.
How you doing?
All right. How about you?
Been better.
Well, maybe I can help. I got some work for you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'm trying to decide on a voice for Roy. I need to Roy Gunderson, so I should probably do like a Midwestern thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great. What's the job?
We're working a case over at Southern Fried Poultry on Oneida Avenue. They don't want us there until after 11, so we were hoping that maybe you could go over now, you know, order some chicken, sit there for a while, see if you can figure anything out about what's going on.
Oh, sure, it'd be my pleasure.
All right.
I always love the buttered rolls at that place.
Well, you know, get as many as you want. You can put them on your tab.
Oh, gee, that sure is real nice of you, Mr. Reynard.
When you're saying that, I'm in the... mouthing no, cutting, you know, drawing my finger across my neck. Stop.
Those rolls are barely cost anything, man. Come on.
And, I'll check back in with you. How about around 10?
Rolls.
Sounds good. I'll have a report ready for you.
Great. I'll talk to you later. Thanks, Roy.
Take care.
I hang out.
You guys gonna put down
the I start to button. Walk back to the oh, and I run back and take the coin.
All right, so make an investigate check on for Roy.
How does that work when it's...
So we just
the investigative, we have the skill investigate for our...
That would be plus one. My dice are not good.
What if we... can we all roll? And you take the best one. That's how I
love that. One person.
Yeah, wins. That's kind of...
Plus one.
Do you want to... does anyone want to spend a fate point to help Roy out?
No?
He's got this.
Does our... I guess our...
I thought you told that train to shut up, Ryan.
I did. It just keeps coming back. I thought I told you to shut up, train.
Our franchise doesn't have any fate points, I'm assuming.
No. It would have to be from your personal...
Right.
But anyone can invoke your franchise's
aspects and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think we should head to City Hall and see if we can dig up some property records and see if there's anything there. Okay. Or anything that was there before it was a fried chicken place.
Okay.
Like that.
In that case, someone else can give me investigate.
Investigate based on our own investigation? Or?
Yes.
Oh, well, you I don't have any investigation.
I do. Plus two.
As far as you can tell, there's nothing supernatural about the building itself. It seems to be properly zoned and it has a pretty standard floor plan. You get the floor plan of the place.
Bum, 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 bum.
Nothing strange in the past, just on an ancient Indian burial ground.
It's a pretty standard fast food joint. Kitchen, freezers. Two bathrooms, relatively large dining room with booths and tables.
Play place
and the play place out front.
It didn't used to be like an Indian burial ground or anything.
No, nothing untoward about the land it's built on or anything you can see about the materials it's constructed of. You have had those rare encounters where you pull the floor plans and, you know, it's like the...
Oh, look, they accidentally shaped it as a summoning circle.
Right. Or it's like the Shandor building in Manhattan where it's specifically built to be like a spiritual antenna, but this is not one of those circumstances.
Or like the old Wendy's down the block where the booths were a swastika.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
You lied, Ryan. This is the floor plan for a modern Japanese fast food restaurant.
I'm out of here. My margin is blown.
Well, I just copied it from the internet, so.
I see.
Wow. Way to do your due diligence,
Ryan. R-H-V-V-A.
Maybe this is Southern fried chicken on the grounds of an ancient, haunted, modern Japanese restaurant.
Right.
Inspirations, fast food restaurant, floor plan, modern JPEG.
There's nothing
Japanese good. Fast food restaurant, floor plan, -1.jpg.
No two words go together better than ancient and modern.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's neo-ancient.
There's a drive-through, as you can see, at the top of the floor plan.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay,
yeah,
that's
a drive-through window. Out.
Gotcha.
Entrances at the front side and rear. Walk-in freezer at the upper right.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to do anything before you meet Roy at 10 o'clock?
11 o'clock.
No, we meet Roy at 10.
Roy at 10.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't have anything.
I mean, maybe someone wants to go through news stories for the place. It's the only other thing I can think of.
All right, well, Mr. Renard, Hartman is pulling the floor plans and looking up the zoning specs and stuff. How about the other two? Are you guys just, like, grabbing dinner and...
Yeah, maybe I'll go eat dinner at the chicken place.
That's what we sent Roy to do.
I know, but I'll do it too.
Do you not trust Roy?
I don't think he's the most competent.
What?
Plus, I kind of just want to see it for myself too. All
right, so you're going.
And I like chicken.
Maybe I'll try to get in touch with some contacts or something and see if anyone knows about anything weird that's gone on in this place recently.
Okay.
I have a contact skill.
Do you happen to have any drinkables?
I think there's some vanilla Cokes in the fridge. If you grab one of those, could you grab me one as well?
There are two vanilla Cokes in the fridge and two Dr. Peppers.
There's more Dr. Peppers under the drawer where the silverware is. Bottom shelf.
I will there's more vanilla Cokes, too. Well, then I will put more in after I take them.
Thank
you. Anyone else?
I'm good.
No, I got my water still.
All right. So, Eric, I guess we'll start with you because we can probably be here a little faster.
Okay.
So, who are you contacting?
Let's see. I figure I'm kind of known in the community. Maybe I know someone who works for one of the keepers or something.
Okay.
Maybe see if there's been anything.
So you know a reporter.
Right, yeah.
You do!
Yeah. See if maybe they've heard about anything strange going on in our neighborhood.
All right. So go ahead and roll me contact.
If there was, you know who they would call.
I have no idea.
Us.
Are you sure?
I hope so.
One. Plus one.
All right.
Plus minus minus.
So what's your reporter friend's name?
Alex.
Yeah.
Okay, Alex.
Alex Flostello.
Wow. I wonder. It's such a creative name.
Thank you. His name is Costello Alex.
No, it should be, I actually met an Alex Corsello once.
Oh, God.
I like that.
Alex Corsello.
It's that guy. Newsroom, Alex Corsello speaking.
Hey, Alex, it's Conrad. How's it going?
Oh, Conrad, it's going well, man.
Yeah, how's work?
You know, it's work. Another school board meeting I have to cover tonight. Then write six graphs on it.
Oh, sounds absolutely thrilling.
Stop quoting my text messages.
You know, I was just wondering. I haven't kept up recently. Really, would Alex Priscilla know about my being involved in the Ghostbusters? Are we a public group?
We have bench heads.
You're bench head famous.
We're not exactly hiding it. Right. Yeah. You got big bench heads.
All right. So I was just wondering. We
call the Ghostbusters. But don't tell them.
For some reason, my picture has these big sunglasses in it.
Well, here's the thing. Are you, when your bench heads are, you guys are on them, or is it the franchise?
It's a mix.
Okay, so some
of them, it's like, you know, are the three of us standing back to back to back.
Yeah.
With our arms crossed. Some of them, it's just like the franchise logo. Yeah.
I saw the full page ad that you guys took out last week. That was pretty pricey.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to make it make sure people remembered it and everything. You gotta get our name out there, just in case, you know. Lots of people have these kinds of issues, and we're the ones who want to take care of them, so.
Right. I'd really appreciate it if you let me tag along on a call at some point. I mean, I don't really believe in ghosts, but I'd love to get to know some of the people who do.
Well, trust me, I used to not either, and then, you know, circumstances. And, well, I'm not promising anything right now, but we can see if that could get arranged. I'm not making any promises, though.
All right, good. I can deal with that. So, how can I help you, Conrad?
All right, well, we were asked to take a job down by the Southern Fried Chicken on Oneida Avenue. We're wondering if there was any news coming out of there, maybe just so we know what we're working with here. If anything strange happened there, you know, in the last day or so.
Let me see. Let me check the archives. I'll call you back.
Oh, shoot. We have to get him to call us back at the payphone, don't we?
Just give him the number of the payphone you're
right.
Or we could get him to call our answering service, and then we'd have to call the answering service later.
Or he tells you to call him back. Right, call me back in an hour.
All right. Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
Anything you could do would be great.
So you an hour goes by, you call him back.
Mm.
He says, yeah, Southern Fried Poultry on Oneida. There was a guy who died there a couple months back.
A couple months back?
Yeah. Mm. Pretty one of those really heavy guys. He had a massive MI.
Oh.
Died in the bathroom.
Bad place to die.
Other than that, nothing else.
Well, I mean, that could be a bit of a lead. We might know who our ghost is. Who knows? Well,
the guy's name was Chester McDuffin.
Yeah.
Duffin, yeah? Was that a reference?
I don't know.
Christine's happy about that name. So.
I'm sorry. No, I was just excited.
Oh.
Whatever. McDonald's.
McDuffin.
I think that actually was one of your characters.
Was it?
Yes, that's where I got the name. It's the fat guy from Buried Treasure.
Oh, okay.
McDuffin?
Fat Dad.
Okay.
All right, well, you know, any lead we could get is good, and any information is greatly appreciated.
All right, well, happy to help. Remember, I'd love to do a ride-along with you at some point.
Yeah, man, I'll ask, should I take down people's last names?
Hartwin.
I'll ask Hartwin. Oh. I knew the first name, but
I'll see Reynard.
I'll see what we can get done.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, man, good luck with the school board meeting. Not that, you know, this looks to be very exciting from what I've heard, but from what I know, I was a high school coach.
Yeah.
So then you know that it's the antithesis of that.
Right.
Most times, not always.
Yeah, most times.
Just 99% of the time.
All right, so, Jerry.
Yes.
You're going to grab some fried chicken.
Yes.
I'm assuming you're not going in your full Ghostbusters regalia.
No, definitely not.
All right. So, how do you look incognito? Like, what is your civilian look?
Hat and sunglasses.
That's it.
I've got slicked back, greasy hair. And I guess just like jeans and maybe just a t-shirt. I don't know.
All right.
Nothing. I'm trying to look like your average schlub.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe I wear. Nah, never mind. Yeah, jeans and t-shirt.
All right. So you go in there. By the time you get there, it's about 6:30. Should be right in the middle of the dinner rush.
Yeah.
Place is deserted.
All right. Not deserted. We got a guy there.
Yeah, the only other person in there is Roy.
Yeah.
He sees you and waves. Like, just like... long shot of the entire restaurant. He's sitting at the other
over here.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Jerry!
Hey, it's me, Roy!
Jerry, it's me, Roy, over here!
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting some chicken. Hold on. So I'm gonna get some chicken.
You go up to the register, and the clerk is reasonably surprised.
I'm gonna. Busy
yes,
day.
Yes, sir. Welcome to Southern Fried Poultry.
You guys are pretty busy.
How can I help you? Yeah. You know how it goes. Dinner rush.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you recommend?
Oh, well, we have,
chicken.
Yeah. the general's recipe, 14 herbs and spices.
Oh, yeah. Our
mashed
three
potatoes.
More than I'm used to.
Our mashed potatoes are world class.
Mm-hmm.
And our buttered
rolls.
They've
been literally compared to crack cocaine because they contain trace amounts of crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the 14 secret herbs and spices.
Doesn't really fall into the category of herb or spice, but yeah, that's all right.
We're stretching it.
You're really taking the or.
So it's herbs or spices.
Yeah. It's probably one of those.
About this time, you notice that you look back and you see, like, everyone in the kitchen.
Yeah.
There actually aren't too many people in the kitchen. There's a younger black woman wearing an assistant manager's uniform. Looks like she's manning the fryer. And there is a guy in shirt sleeves. Older guy.
So he's wearing the sleeves, balding. You don't got the rest of the shirt.
Yeah.
Can't afford no shirt and nothing.
No. He is manning the roaster.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just all... They're both staring intently at you. Hello? They both suddenly look busy.
Quite the staff you've got.
Oh, yes. Well... we're experiencing a bit of a lull in our business, but...
I hadn't noticed. Why, what's, I haven't seen you guys in the news or anything.
Make me... She says, oh, that must be just one of those things, I guess. Maybe they opened another one too close, and she kind of laughs nervously.
Oh, where's the other one?
Make me empathy.
No, one negative.
Yeah, where's the other one? Anyway, sir, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'll have a number 2 with Coke.
All right.
What kind of
gravy?
Coke?
And roll empathy.
Oh, wait, yeah. Would they say extra Coke? They probably... Oh,
no, what kind of Coke?
Yeah, they
what
probably
kind of
would.
Coke?
Coca-Cola.
Okay. Regular Coke. That'll be $4.29.
Out of five.
She gives you change.
It's wrong. It's a sense short.
Don't you have any sense?
She hands you your receipt.
Fucking knock it out of the block.
Your number for the day is 106.
Okay.
You're guessing they started at 100.
Yeah.
And you it takes a little longer. It's not quite fast food because they're not doing the proper volume for that. You watch them make your food.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hand it to you on a tray. Sorry, just stay or to go? You're gonna stay.
Oh yeah, I'll stay.
Okay, they hand.
Actually, should I just go? I told Roy I'd go join him after I got the ticket. I'm just gonna go and then leave.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
All right. In that case,
Roy.
Do you walk out the side entrance or the front entrance? Because if you walk through the front entrance, you have to walk past him.
So then, no, the side entrance.
Okay. So as you're
the
walking,
the one I came in, because I didn't walk past him when I came in.
Yeah. Okay. So you walk to the, and as you leave, you hear him. Jerry. Oh, okay. I'll see you later then. as you get into the parking lot, make me a notice check.
Okay. All right. I thought you said these dice were good. Nothing.
They usually are. All right. Other than the fact that the parking lot's deserted, you don't really get anything.
All right. I just completely missed the protest. Ghosts aren't good. Ghosts aren't good. I don't know.
You did miss a couple of things.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I missed a bunch of things.
What Jerry's for.
You sent Roy in.
Roy, yeah.
Yeah. So where are you guys meeting Roy?
I just wait in the car until it's time to go meet him.
I mean, we have an RV. We could just chill in the RV. Yeah.
I guess I have the RV.
Oh, excuse me.
Neither of you drives.
I figure we have, basic driving.
Yeah, it's just... We're not, if we have drives.
And the way fate works is anything you don't have on your pyramid, you have it mediocre at plus zero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can probably drive okay, but if you're stunt driving or anything, then you want Chris to be
going to drive.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess we'll just meet Roy across the street from the restaurant.
Roy stays in the restaurant for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's four.
He does.
He can do whatever he wants. He just has to meet us there.
You see him. If you're waiting across the street for him,
yeah, sure.
We'll say, there's a parking lot across the street for a shopping center. So you see Roy.
There's a New England market there.
Yes, there is. Roy stays in the restaurant. He does stay for the next 4.5 hours.
Damn!
Wow, that's dedication.
He keeps ordering food. He snoops around the place, goes to the bathroom a couple of times. They don't kick him out because he's the only one in there. Mm-hmm. And also he keeps ordering things. One or two other people come and go.
Well, I don't think they're going to make gold today.
No.
Last customer walks in. I'll take 700 of everything you have.
Roy, all the bacon and eggs you have.
Roy comes out to meet you guys.
Now, you may think that I just mean a lot of bacon and eggs.
I think you might have understood from that was, I need a lot of bacon and eggs, but I need you to listen. I need all of your bacon and eggs.
Give me all the ham. Sorry, Ryan.
Roy comes out to meet you guys at 10 p.m. You see him crossing the street. He's got four ice creams.
Oh, all right.
He knocks on the side of the RV.
Yeah, come on in, Roy.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Reynard.
How's it going?
I brought everybody ice cream.
Long time no see, Roy.
Hey there. Sorry I missed you.
Oh, did you ever call your reporter back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You gave me the information about,
Right, the die guide. The die guide.
The die guide.
Yeah, the die guide.
Yeah, he died. He died hard.
He died hard. Someone named Chester McDuffin had a heart attack in the bathroom and died.
Wait, wouldn't that be Treasure Chet then? If we thought about it? If McDuffin was the father's name and Chester
stepfather.
Could be...
Yeah.
Oh.
He was a stepfather.
Stepfather. You're right. But still could have had the new last name. And Chester's Chet, it wouldn't be the same. But
yeah. Well, I don't think it's the same person. It's
no,
sort
but
of inspired
it,
by.
It could still be Treasure Chet.
If the ghost calls you Needle Dick, you'll
yeah.
Anyway.
Needle Dick Bug Pirate!
He sits down and I hope everybody likes vanilla.
Oh yeah, well, who doesn't like vanilla?
It's you know the standard.
Okay, so I cased the place. Definitely getting a weird vibe there.
Now, what do you mean?
Well, I notice there seems to be a kind of a weird smell. Around the place?
Sure that wasn't you?
Oh, Jerry. You're a real card.
What kind of smell?
Just kind of like a weird, vaguely unpleasant smell.
Maybe it's just bad chicken.
Can't really describe it.
Okay.
And also, you're not the only ones... I wasn't the only one case in the place.
What?
He points out the window of the RV.
He points to Jack.
No. He points out the window to the RV, and you see a bright blue IROC Z is sitting in the parking lot. A couple of rows down from you. He says, that guy has been here since 6 p.m. when I first arrived, and he just keeps staring at the place. Looks like he's making notes on anyone who goes in, too.
Oh, maybe we should go say hello to him.
All right. I'm going to open my door and start heading over.
All right.
He takes initiative.
Yeah. Do you know he doesn't believe in ghosts?
I've heard him mention that, but why is he here then?
He thinks we're running a scam. Anyway, Roy, anything else?
That's about it. Manager seems a little on edge. Assistant manager too.
Was that Yamade Jefferson?
The assistant manager is Jefferson.
Jefferson, all right.
Yeah, you probably would have talked to them. She's a lovely girl. You know, she's a pre-med student.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she seems real worried about the place because it's tanking, and she really needs the job.
I understand. Alright, well, thanks, Roy. Just mail us your invoice.
You should hand us a stack of receipts.
Yeah, he does. He hands you... here are my receipts from tonight, and I'll send you an itemized bill.
All right, great. Thank you, Roy.
Chickens, 14.
I open a filing cabinet that has a folder for Roy, and I dump all the receipts in there.
All right. So, Jerry, you're going over to the IROC Z.
Mm-hmm.
You see a guy inside as you... Are you just, like, strolling up, or are you trying to, like, sneak up on
him? No. Just walking right out.
All
right. Gonna knock on the window.
All right. As you're coming up, you hear the guy inside. He goes, shit, shit. He drops his keys and he's like fumbling and trying to like start the car.
I'm gonna try opening his door.
Yeah, it opens. He grabs it and pulls it closed and like he lowers the window like a crack. What do you want?
You've been here a while.
What do you mean?
6 o'clock at least.
Shit. Shit. All right, yeah.
What you doing?
Should we go?
Why should I tell you?
Should we go back a month?
Why shouldn't you?
I think it'll be fun.
I'll tell you what I've been doing.
We gotta get the gear prepped.
Mm. Give me, what is it? Rapport?
Provoke?
You could also provoke.
Or deceive?
Deceive would work. Provoke is more of like a negative thing. So
I'm gonna
like
do deceive because that's my +4, and you said that would work.
Yeah.
All right, 3. Give me a different color dice. All right.
There you go. You wasted the good rolls.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't have that problem. That's one of my good rolls.
+2. He like looks around and he goes, okay, I'll tell you. I'm on a stakeout.
I gathered.
I'm staking out the chicken place across the street.
I ain't going to the chicken place with steak.
Fuck you, Alex. Conrad explodes. You all understand.
Oh my god, what? Oh no.
Yeah, it was a pun. So why are you casing the chicken joint?
Because they put psychedelic chemicals in the chicken.
No,
we've already established it's crack cocaine and mashed potatoes.
So, should I be concerned if I ate some?
I would if I were you.
Well, I don't think I remember having any sort of psychedelic reaction.
Maybe it's just in low doses.
I'm pretty sure there's no... Whoa! Yeah.
I don't remember having a psychedelic reaction. What do you think, Mr. Gecko Bird?
Yeah.
I used to eat here all the time, and then... I saw some weird shit.
What kind of shit?
I'm not at liberty to say. You're gonna have to, like, draw this out of him.
Okay. I mean, what kind of weird shit? I'm not at liberty to say.
He's at liberty. He just doesn't want to tell you.
Yeah.
So right. Just try to persuade him.
Is that just roll again?
Yeah, okay. And then tell me what you say, then.
I don't know, but it's not very good. Because I only got 2.
2?
I guess
you don't know
right.
What the difficulty is. I'm not really...
Okay, well, I rolled 3 minuses, so it's still a bad roll. Give me another color die. No, it's all right. I'll stick with this.
All right.
Why aren't you at liberty? I mean, it doesn't seem like... If it's a public health thing, shouldn't you be trying to spread the word?
Well, that's just it. I'm saving up material. I'm writing an article.
Oh, you're a reporter.
Yeah.
And you're gonna write an article on the hallucinogenic chicken. Well, you know, I had some chicken today. I'd be happy to be interviewed for your article if you could tell me a little bit more about what you saw.
All right. I suppose in the interest of seeing if we had any similar experiences, I was by the ball pit, okay? And I was in there very late at night, by myself.
Why were you in the ball pit very late at night by yourself? You know what? I don't care.
That doesn't matter, okay? That doesn't matter. What matters is that I was in the ball pit, and there was this thing. The balls just like rose up, and they threatened me. They tried to hit me.
The balls threatened.
The balls threatened me. It was like some kind of a ball pit monster.
Oh, never seen a threatening plastic colorful ball before.
Did you ever have that kind of experience?
Nah, chicken was mediocre.
Right. I knew it. I knew you wouldn't believe me. Okay, you've had your laugh. Just go.
Alright.
There are serious journalists at work here.
Yeah, where? I'm just gonna walk away.
You start walking around and do that. I'll have you know that I am a student writer at the Albuquerque Community College Herald.
I have a correspondence degree. I'm not impressed.
You come back. Hartwin and Get Jerry are just finished prepping the gear. You all set? Did he have anything to say?
Yeah, it's a ball monster.
A ball monster?
The ball pit, you know, colorful balls, monster.
Interesting.
I think he might be a pedophile, too.
What? What makes you say that?
He said he was hanging out alone in the ball pit.
He's probably just getting high.
Yeah, on chicken, apparently.
I don't think that's a thing.
He does.
Oh, so you didn't tell him it was ghosts. He thinks it was drugs.
Yeah, they've got hallucinogenics in the chicken.
You know, you could tell people the truth. We're not hiding it. The ghosts are out there.
I'm not hiding anything. It's just a nut job in the parking lot.
All right, well, let's go talk to this assistant manager.
All right. So I'm just picturing you turn on the RV, and there's just the montage of the lights going on, yeah, and the siren.
And it just we drive across the street.
You see a young African-American woman in an assistant manager's uniform. She's got a very, like... she's got, like, a very colorful striped hat. And the middle-aged guy is kind of, like, pacing behind her. You get out of the RV.
Are you Yamade Jefferson?
That's me.
Pleased to meet you. I'm Hartwin Reynard. I'm the owner and operator of Bustin' Bads.
The guy, the middle-aged guy goes, of course you are. She gives him like a glare and she says, this is my boss, Mike Dalton.
Mr. Dalton, pleasure to meet you.
Hi.
So, what seems to be the problem here?
Let me guess. Ball monster?
What I missed was in the bathroom.
There's a ball monster.
Oh. The ball pit's haunted.
That is one of the claims that our clientele has put forward.
You mean that one guy off over there? Yeah, point to the guy still in the parking lot across the street.
Is that lunatic still hanging out in the parking lot?
He's taking notes. You really shouldn't drug your chicken.
We don't... What? Okay.
Look, I don't think you drugged the chicken, all right?
He turns to Miss Jefferson and he goes, I agreed to this because you swore up and down that they would be professional and discreet.
We're discreet? I say, pointing to our RV with the light still flashing.
Mr. Dalton, I assure you that we approach every job with the utmost respect for our client's wishes and confidentiality.
Why don't we go discreet? Oh, hold on, and I turn off the siren. We're discreet.
Why don't we go inside and talk about this?
Certainly. So he opens the door, leads you into the dining room, to a booth.
I'm going to start, as soon as we go in, I'm going to start trying to smell that weird smell that Roy was talking about.
Give me a notice check.
Can I also notice?
Sure.
Is this the thing I failed to notice before?
No, that was...
All right, then I'll smell
one. I got a plus two.
I got a plus one. I'm switching to
different. Notice, I got a two. All
right. You got a plus one?
Yeah.
You got a plus two?
Also two.
You two notice it immediately. Conrad, for you, it's like a cloying, sickly, like slightly nauseating smell, mm-hmm, underneath the, you know, the smell of roasted chickens and fry oil and the normal smells of a fast food restaurant. It's just like something that unsettles your stomach.
It is a KFC.
Well, you get that as well,
uh-huh,
but you can't place it.
We can place it. It's haunted plastic balls.
You know what it is immediately. It's ectoplasm.
Oh, okay.
The whole place stinks of it.
Ooh. Now, in Ghostbusters lore, would ectoplasm, like, would there have to be ectoplasm in here, like a physical thing? Or could it just, was that just like the smell of a haunting kind of thing?
It could be either.
Okay.
If this is like a real, like, low-level haunting, it might just be, like, psycho-reactive ooze coming from the walls or pooling somewhere. You've seen that happen.
Okay. Or it could, there might or not be any might, actual ectoplasm, but it right. just smells. Okay. Well, you're definitely haunted.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm catching it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't smell that? That's the ectoplasm.
Right, yeah, the ectoplasm.
It has a very, very distinct smell.
Well, so I guess we might as well start from the beginning.
Please do.
Miss Jefferson says. For the past few months, we have... excuse me. For the past few months, our clients...
That was the bourbon character? Or?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For the past few months, our clients have been reporting... shall we say, odd encounters around the restaurant.
Such as?
Well, the ball monster you mentioned before. People have said that there have been hands in the ball pit reaching for them. People have said that the General Beauregard over here, and she points to there's a fiberglass statue of a Confederate General Chicken in the middle of the restaurant. People have said that the General Beauregard here has been watching them. They get this uncanny feeling, and it's driven patronage down remarkably.
Mm-hmm. And when did this all start?
She starts to say something, and he goes, several months ago.
Yes, but when? We need to know when.
Around about February.
Did you share the information about the guy dying? With us?
I figure maybe I'll mention it now. Oh, okay. Would that, like, was that around the time that... what do you call it? My reporter said it was... Months ago.
Yes.
So.
It was, yeah, it, let's say that he died, January 28th.
That sounds like shortly after, the incident with, Mr. McDuffin that I heard about.
Yes, it's true we did have a patron expire, unfortunately, in the restroom.
Ah, well, you should have led with that.
I guess I should have, but you seem to have done your homework.
We always do.
So what are you going to tell me now? We have a ghost?
It's very
well, it certainly seems like you have...
At least one.
At least a level 2 poltergeist.
Poultrygeist.
Yeah.
A poultrygeist, yes. With the haunting in the building as well as outside, it's more powerful than just a typical level 1. Obviously, it's able to manifest in multiple places, possess objects like the balls, manifest physicality like the hands in the ball pits, and possess the statue of General Beauregard. So, yes, it definitely seems like you're haunted. We can scour the place, see if we can draw the spirit out, and then contain it with our equipment.
All right. Well, As long as you can, as long as you can be finished by the time we open at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, knock yourselves out.
Well, we can certainly try. It's unfortunately ghost busting is as much art as science, but if we don't finish it by tonight, we will come back tomorrow and try again. Trust me, we leave no ghost unbusted.
We're very thorough.
He starts
to say... Don't clean the ectoplasm off all your balls.
He starts to say something and she cuts him off. Thank you all for coming. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
He stands up and says, well, I'm going home. You got the keys. Stay here with them if you want. Make sure they don't destroy anything. And then he gives you a suspicious glare and walks out.
I take it he doesn't believe too much in this kind of thing.
No, not so much.
Well, that's all right. You made the right call, Mrs. Jefferson. Mm-hmm. We appreciate that. Why don't you two start unloading the equipment? I want to take a look around. Can I try to see if I can find any ectoplasm?
Sure. Give me a notice check. Or no, investigation, because you're looking for something specific.
Oh, good. Plus one. My dice really suck.
Where are you looking?
I'm going to start with, like, under the tables. I'm going to walk around and, like, sniff and try to see if I can figure out where the smell's getting stronger and head towards there.
Definitely around the chicken general statue.
Okay.
You smell it, and I will say you poke your head under the table, and it is just like in a layer,
like dripping,
under the table, dripping
like gum. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to. We wouldn't have gloves. It's Ghostbusters.
They all wore gloves.
Oh, okay. So I put on like rubber gloves and like scrape my finger along the underside of the table and come up with a big finger
of
slime. There's your ectoplasm.
Ugh, what the hell is that?
Ectoplasm.
It's ectoplasm.
That stuff has been turning up.
A lot of melted gum or something.
Lost ectoplasm. Mr. Dalton fired a couple of people for lazing around on the job, claimed that they cleaned it up, but...
Well, this is basically ghost residue. This is the clear sign that you have a haunting.
Oh, yeah, ghost leaf that all over.
I got it.
Is it on the walls or is it like just under the tables?
It's just under the tables.
Is that weird that it's only under the tables?
Not any weirder than the fact that there's ectoplasm.
Okay.
I'll turn that question right back on you based on what you've seen. Is it odd?
I think it's a little weird. Like, the ghost is almost trying to hide the fact that it's there, in a way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over to General Beauregard. I'm gonna move the statue, like, off, you know, from the spot it's in.
Yeah, it's kind of heavy.
Is a hollow fiberglass statue?
Yeah.
I'm gonna knock on it.
It doesn't sound hollow.
Oh boy. Can I? I might have to open this up. I say to Ms. Jefferson.
Well, as long as I didn't see it, she just throws up her hands and turns and walks away.
All right. So I'm gonna like knock down the whole thing and see where the not hollow. So, like, is the whole thing hollow?
I thought you were gonna push it over.
No.
Knock down the whole thing.
Is the whole thing full or is like
the top
empty?
It feels pretty solid. So you go like. And as you get like around its midsection,
mm-hmm.
its hand, its wing, moves and grabs you by the wrist.
Whoa!
And you make eye contact with a chicken, dressed as a Confederate general,
mm-hmm.
to see its eyes glowing bright red.
I think I found something.
We have our equipment to this point, right?
I'm assuming you guys.
I don't.
You don't.
Alex asked us to go back and get the equipment.
So
we're suited up, and
so you're suited up. You got
equipment.
Your.
Or you carry the equipment. You're the big one.
I am big. I am a strong man.
So let's say you've got your pack and his.
Right.
You're wearing yours.
Wearing mine, yeah.
Okay. So you guys see this? The statue just moved. Its eyes are glowing, and it's got him by the wrist.
Is it tight? Can I pull my hand out?
No, it's tight.
I'm gonna ghost punch him. Can I do that?
Yeah.
I'm gonna use my occult to ghost punch the statue.
I figure maybe. Oh well, I can't shoot too well unless it's moving.
Plus three.
Well, Conrad, he's good.
What do you mean?
Statue.
Yeah, that ghost looks pretty strong. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The ghost looks strong.
I haven't gotten a positive addition to any of my skills since we started.
Hang on a sec,
I've just got small negatives.
Maybe whatever ghosts are in Ryan's house are angry that we're busting ghosts and they're ruining all our roles. That's probably what it is.
Oh.
All
right. I keep forgetting I have fate points.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Plus three.
It is.
And you know what? I am going to spend a fate point and invoke telekinetic ghost puncher to give me a plus two and bring me up to plus five.
Okay.
Oops, mine now. Actually, it is mine.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I just hate them. And I like to punch them with my brain.
It is going to... So, what does it look like to everyone else when you...
I would imagine to everyone else, unless they're psychically attuned,
yeah,
it doesn't really look like any... Maybe, like, there's a gust of wind and clothes rustle and stuff.
Right, right.
To anyone who's psychically attuned... No, it's a goat. So, it's like a fist materializes where I'm, like, a big, like, bluish... ethereal fist materializes and literally, like, punches.
Okay.
So, like, this bluish fist materializes in front of the chicken's head and just punches.
Nice.
But it, like, goes through the head and just comes out the other side and dissipates.
You see something like a shadow that seems to have the outline of a person separate from, excuse me, the fiberglass chicken statue, like it's reeling back, and then the statue releases you, and it stumbles backwards, like wrenching itself out from the bolts holding it into the.
Okay.
I
step back once it lets me go, and run to grab my proton pack.
And there's just like this grin. On its mm-hmm. on its beak, it has a white beard, of course.
Of course,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Well, sir, I don't have to take that kind of thing from a Yankee.
A gobble, right?
What?
It's a white gobble.
Yeah, yeah. And it draws a saber.
Oh.
From its scabbard.
A surprisingly metallic and sharp looking saber.
Yes. So you guys all see this.
Hmm.
He's
really good.
I take it there's nothing around that could be used as an effective weapon.
Your proton.
I mean chairs.
You have a proton pack.
I'm assuming I'm spending the first turn
putting on your pack.
Yeah. Well, I already have my pack on.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot this statue. You know, I forgot we had the PKE meter. I could have.
Sweeping for valences.
Yeah.
Yeah, I figure shooting at this thing might be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I could
shoot!
So like you're just running away from the
shoot! but don't cross the streams.
Would it count under my skeet shooting stunts? Is it a moving target right now?
I'm gonna say yes.
Okay, good.
Because it's lunging for Mr. Renard over here, Hartman.
Three.
I got
three.
Two.
It's gonna.
Do I have to dodge, or...?
Well, first, it's good. I'm going to let you guys go first.
Okay.
It gets a passive dodge against one of you.
Dodge
against me. My son.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and...
It gets a plus three on dodge. And did either of you beat a plus three?
No, I matched a plus three. Oh, yeah, I can. I can spend my fate point for being a busting bad newbie. I want to prove my worth on the team
by busting
helping
some ghosts.
helping my head.
Should I do that too?
So
or
plus
one?
Five instead.
Right.
boss is the word.
Boss. I don't use that word.
Yeah, I'm going to use one. Con artist, I'm putting on a show for the
Ms. Jefferson still here?
She kind of like walked into the other room.
Okay.
As soon as she hears like the groaning metal of this thing tearing itself, there are like three boobs together. And this big chicken statue is in the center of it. There's this sound of groaning metal as it tears itself off of the top of it. She turns around and like her eyes go wide, and she's pretty much screaming right now.
Okay, well that's fair. I just didn't know if she was. I know she like turned around. I didn't know if she had walked out of the restaurant or was just
she was
conveniently not looking.
She was just conveniently not looking.
And if they're in the drawer, look.
I'll show you.
They're in the freezer. They're frozen in the freezer.
I looked down in the freezer before. No.
Not looking well enough.
That's right. I'll open the second drawer.
Okay. Oh, there's a second drawer.
There you go.
I'm narrating.
Eric, not a Hufflepuff.
No, not a whatever the fuck a Hufflepuff is.
They're exceptionally good finders.
Oh.
Did you say Eric's not a Hufflepuff?
Yeah.
Why would him not know there's a second drawer make him not a Hufflepuff?
Because they're especially good finders.
Oh.
And he fucked up at finding things.
Yeah. He's a good fuck-up, though. Hi, Eric!
Will's totally a Hufflepuff, though.
Yeah,
I'm Will is totally a Hufflepuff.
As long as Hufflepuffs don't have to be good at switching things, Will's
a So... Conrad, your proton stream hits the thing and melts off one of its arms.
Good. I hope it's its favorite.
Did you spend a fate point?
Yes.
Okay, you did too.
Four.
Plus four. So it's gonna take.
Is that good, Frosty Eric?
Mm-hmm.
You enjoying that?
Your proton stream.
Especially you say you poisoned it or something.
Conrad's melts part of it, and it looks all goopy and drippy.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath, you can see it looks as if this fiberglass chicken statue is made of meat and bone.
Oh god!
And the fiberglass is just sort of melting off of it.
Oh.
And you can smell burning flesh.
Does it at least smell like cooking chicken?
Yes.
Oh my god. Okay.
And also burning fiberglass. It's got kind of a chemical smell.
Not a good smell.
Yeah, no.
Burnt feathers as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the feathers are fiberglass.
Did I hit the arm that was holding the saber?
I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah.
It is lunging at Parkman.
Oh, and me?
Yes.
Do I get a dodge?
Yes, you get
that's
a fast
dodge. Athletics.
It gets a plus two.
Athletics a dodge, right?
Huh?
Can I use investigation now?
and I'm going to spend one of my It is a Confederate, the caricature of a Confederate general, and you have insulted its honor.
Okay.
So it is especially angry.
So it's at plus four now?
Plus four.
All right, I got plus one on my roll. So I'm going to spend a fake point. I will invoke... all ghosts must die again. I'm not going to let this chump take me out.
Okay.
I have to take it out. So it puts me at plus three.
Okay, so you take one. It gets
physical,
one
right?
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Okie doke. I'm also going to make Chris make a will check when he gets back.
Well, he rolled already. That was for shooting.
Well, this is just... probably should have made him do it beforehand. But this is his first time he's actually seen anything paranormal.
So he doesn't have will, so that puts him at minus one.
Oh.
Yeah, Chris.
What did he roll for?
He rolled to shoot before he went to the bathroom.
Okay.
But that was his last roll. And he got plus, minus, minus, blank. And he doesn't have will as a skill. So, minus one.
But that wasn't his will roll. That's not what he rolled. He rolled shoot.
Oh wait, I thought he said he got a plus four.
Yeah, that was before.
Oh.
No, he rolled his that was for the next time
oh,
it came
next, up. For the next turn.
Yeah.
Okay, in that case. He is gonna take
48 will stress.
I'm gonna say
mental stress.
What is the grayed out second mild consequence there?
I think if you I forget how you get that, but there is a way to get that. You have to unlock it.
All right, I'm just curious. Okay, so
you feel the razor sharp like fiberglass feathers scratch at you.
Ow!
He shoots the saber arm off of it. It melts and kind of fuses to the side of its body, and you can see like a gaping hole in its side where Conrad's proton stream has burned away its. It's fiberglass casing. So what are you doing? It is now turning toward you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Do I have my proton pack on, or do I have to spend this turn doing?
The first turn you did.
Okay.
So this is the second round.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot him.
It attacked you.
Yeah. I'm gonna give him a hot stream of proton. You said that's shoot, right?
Yep. That's shoot.
No, that's not loud.
I used athletics because of my ability.
It's gonna do a challenge.
Oh, I got a good roll. I got plus six.
Nice. I
can bump it up to plus eight, but then I'm out of fate points. I'm gonna save it.
I think I'm gonna focus on dodging out of the way of him.
Alright.
It's a good.
Well, hold that thought. Because you blast it. And it kind of half melts, half explodes.
Oh. Yes.
Your role wasn't for shoot; it was for will, because seeing the ghost.
This is the first paranormal thing you've ever legitimately seen.
So you got a minus one.
I don't believe that it's paranormal.
Unless you want to spend fate points to bump that up.
Okay, what happens if I don't?
You take a mental consequence or mental stress.
And the thing is dead?
Now it is, yeah.
Yeah, I'll take the stress.
Okay.
One?
In that case, two.
Two? Then I just take one, though.
But no, you take two instead.
Isn't that all your mental stress?
Well, you fill the two box.
You fill the two box, yeah.
It's the same as fakes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So I get ready to dodge. I'm like,
So you see this smoking ruin of a fiberglass chicken statue with like bloody raw chunks of chicken meat inside it. Miss Jefferson, what the hell was that?
Did you do that?
We found a ghost.
That. It was a side. So when I punched it before, I know you said there was like the silhouette of a man coming out of it.
Yeah.
Did it go back in, or did it go? Did it leave the chicken?
Entirely? It went back.
It went back. Okay.
Yeah.
So also in Ghostbusters world, if we went over to this chicken statue thing with the PKE meter now, would it have residual ghost energy?
Yeah, it would.
Okay. So it wouldn't be like the ghost energy's gone because we got rid of the ghost.
Yeah.
It would, okay.
It's kind of like radiation. It
sticks around. Yeah. Okay. Well, we destroyed one of the vessels it was haunting. So that's good. We haven't trapped it yet, though, so it's still out there, right? So it would still be out there
somewhere? It's still out there somewhere.
So until we get it in the trap, it's still... Okay.
It's still at large.
Well,
one step down.
We also know that it's been terrorizing the ball pits, and, because people said that they got... the ball pit was weird, And the chicken was watching them.
Right.
We took care of the chicken statue. Is the saber, if I'm going to go over and kick the saber, is it still metal?
Yeah.
Okay.
That could be handy. I don't know where we're...
I don't think so. Not for a ghost.
Well, it might be nice to take it out of the chicken restaurant so that if the ghost comes back, it can't grab the saber and use it against us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, where are we going to put it?
In the RV.
All right. So, well, we have to head out to the ball pit anyway.
Right.
So, can I get the saber out of the chicken hand?
It's kind of all, like, fused together.
Just take the whole thing for now.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like a fiberglass arm and a...
Sort of connected to the...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll just take the whole arm with the saber. Don't forget about that, though, because it's probably going to start smelling like rotting chicken.
Oh, right. Yeah, we don't want that.
And I'll throw it in the RV.
Okay, well, wait a second. Wait, what is going on here? What just happened?
Oh, ghosts.
Well, the ghost is possessing your restaurants. Obviously.
Okay, and, so it is a ghost.
Oh, well, poltergeists with this sort of activity. But it seems that it was possessing the chicken statue, and sometimes there are side effects, and one of them was apparently the statue came to life, in a way, and was full of chicken meat.
Not a great side effect, but there's been more terrifying, honestly.
Okay, so... Can you get this thing out? Can you clear it out?
Can I make an occult roll, or would I just know? Like, do we have to destroy its hiding places first to draw it out, or like, what would be the way? What, would that be a roll?
You know, as an experienced Ghostbuster, that it's a matter of weakening its psychic energy enough that you can get it in the trap.
And destroying its haunting things.
We'll
do
that.
Okay.
Yes.
So one down. So we know we have to go after the ball pits.
Right. Basically, you have to, like, exhaust it before you can trap it.
Okay. Well, to the ball pits. It likes to haunt that for some reason.
God, that sounds a lot more fun than it's going to be.
So you go out to the... Who's going out to the RV to bring the...
I will. I'm dragging the arm. Well, we're all going out because we have to go outside
to get to the ball pit.
I'm just going to stop at the RV and chuck the chicken arm with the sword in.
All right. The kid from the parking lot across the street is there, and he's got a video camera, like a big old cathode ray tube video camera. And he's like, what's going on here?
Official Ghostbuster business, sir.
Are you from the government?
No, sir. We're from Ghostbusters. We are the Busting Bads Albuquerque chapter. Please just stand a safe distance away. We don't want anyone to get hurt. We are dealing with paranormal infestation here.
You can't keep me out of here. I mean, they did call the police once, but...
I mean, sir, I'm not going to force you to leave, but...
It would be in your best interest.
It is going to be dangerous once we start firing off our proton packs, so it would be in your best interest to leave.
The public has a right to know what's going on here.
I'm not saying they don't, but you could get hurt.
The assistant manager, Miss Jefferson, is... Zach, what are you doing here? Mr. Dalton told you not to come around here anymore. He called the cops last time. What are you doing here? You gotta get back to your... You gotta go home, you know. We don't put chemicals in the chicken. They just start, like, arguing back and forth. So what do you guys do? What's the plan for attacking the ball pit?
So what's the layout of the place like? Like, where is the ball pit situated?
All right, it's up front. There's kind of a gate and a fence, chain link fence. It's around one of those like rubber play areas. Ball pits in the center. There's like a little like a play maze and a slide attached to it adjacent, but it's kind of shitty and
so is there room for us each to like stand on a different side of the ball pit?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm thinking we each take a side, and on the count of three, we all blast it.
What about the fourth side?
There's only three of us, so we'll have to leave that one.
Why don't we just take all the balls out, see what's in there? Maybe it's more of that ectoplasm stuff. You keep,
oh, there's definitely ectoplasm in there, but I wouldn't want to go. Can we smell the ectoplasm? In?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh no, there's definitely ectoplasm in there, but I wouldn't want to go.
You added.
Just stop now.
All right, we're back on.
Nope, sorry.
It was Ed.
Damn it. I wouldn't want to go jumping into a haunted ball pit. Would you?
I didn't say jump in. I said take the balls out.
How else are you going to get the balls out?
Someone made me notice the side. That. Anybody can.
All right.
So only one person do it?
Oh, Chris did it.
Yeah, I got two.
Two. All right. So while Hartman is having this, you know, making this plan speech, you can hear a rustling from the ball pit, and you look over, and you see that the balls are sort of lifting up out of the pit in a big swirling pattern. They seem to be coalescing into a vaguely humanoid form about 10 feet tall.
Okay, you're right. Shoot it.
I don't think we need to take the balls out of the pit. They're doing it themselves.
Time to make with the blasting, I think.
Yeah. This guy has a moving target?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, apparently my dice only like to roll well when I shoot.
I got four.
Six.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So four.
Apparently my dice only like to roll well when I'm shooting ghosts.
All right. So let's take this one. It gets passive dodge against one of you. It gets a dodge at plus three. So who?
I'd be three.
Moogle.
Zero.
Zero. All right. So it is going to take your six down to a three.
Okay.
And then
take my four out of four.
You're going to re-roll. No.
So your proton streams. Just like I said, you guys are inside the chain link when you're having this conversation. Or
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your proton streams go right through it. Some of the balls like fall out of it in chunks, all burned and fused together.
Hit it right in the balls. All
right. Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
That one of our streams just go straight through it and through the fence on the other side and into the guy's car. That just slices it up.
Okay, yeah.
You should
so,
make that one mine since I rolled so badly.
I like it. Your stream kind of goes wild, and you slice Zach's IROC Z in half.
You're used to fixing proton packs, not shooting them.
Yeah.
They don't move like this when I fix them.
You hear a, my car! from the parking lot, and this thing is going to swing at you, Hartwin.
So I get a dodge.
Yeah.
You
it gets
shooting,
a plus three.
I'm going to spend my last fate point and invoke Busting Bad's founder.
Okay.
This isn't my first rodeo.
No.
To bring me up to a zero.
Nice.
From my negative two. Oh, wait. Oh, no. I was at negative one.
You can reroll.
Oh, so you're
plus one. Oh, so I'm at plus one.
All right. So you take two shift. It gets two shift on you.
Yeah. Did I lose the stress from inside the restaurant, or is it still the same scene?
I'm going to say it's still the same scene.
Okay.
So that's its turn.
So I just get punched with a big fist of playpen balls.
Yes, but it's more solid than just that because it's also got like the weight of ecto. They're like suspended in slime.
Yeah.
So you like go down. You got slimed a little bit.
Oh, all right. Hit him again. I guess.
Shit again. Four again.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, two.
All right. You guys
win everything.
Yeah, basically. With all of your proton streams.
So we make sure not to cross them.
It's really kind of like one of you decapitates it, the other one slices off its legs. One just aim straight forward, it goes right through the torso, and the entire thing just kind of like falls apart. And it rains slime and burned fused balls everywhere.
Hartwin wears goggles.
Okay.
He's been doing this long enough to know wear goggles. not like the techie goggles, just like regular
just
goggles.
Swimming goggles.
Yeah.
So I'll say
probably more like welding goggles with clear lenses instead of really dark ones.
Just snorkel.
As the
someone went in the snorkel.
As the ectoplasm collapses, it rolls out in a wave and like goes up to your shins basically and then recedes and just sort of like
I just got these shoes.
Crumbles into nothing. Like
so you tuck your pants leg into your boots.
Oh gross.
Yeah. Ectoplasm.
How do you keep doing that?
I don't. It's a ghost.
Yeah.
Saw it make the chicken move, and then how do you think? What kind of parlor trick would I use to create a 10-foot-tall ball man?
And why?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you to teach me, because it was great.
You're hopeless.
All right.
What? It's staring you right in the face. Why don't you just go to accept what's right there?
It doesn't make sense. What makes more sense is there's like a fan under there.
A fan to make all the balls come in a humanoid shape and attack us.
Go jump in.
You know what makes sense? You're going to pay for my car to get repaired.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because whatever that thing you just shot out of that backpack was, it sliced up my car.
Hey, remember when we told you should leave because you'd be in danger?
Yeah.
You got it on tape.
It was blatantly said. We said specifically, something bad could happen, you should leave. You stayed. That kind of absolves us of all need to.
I understand where you're coming from, but part of our contract with the city says that we can't be held liable for any damages, so you're going to have to take that up with your insurance provider.
Make me a deception check. I don't know if you get that kind of contract.
Can I make a rapport check?
Why don't you let me say that, because I had +4 on my deception.
Yeah.
Tell them about the rider.
Four.
I would have gotten a -2.
I think I would have been at 0. Well, if it was deception, I would have been a -1.
I'm not great at empathy. Yeah, you beat him.
All right.
You even get spin.
Wow.
So, what extra effect do you want your line to have? Like, you want him? You want to actually like scare him away and.
You know what? Our contract with the city prevents us from being liable for damage. And in fact, because you ignored our
warning
to leave, there's a fine associated with this. So $150.
I don't. This is.
Give us the camera.
I mean, if you don't have it, you could give us the camera. I'm sure that's worth about that.
All right, fine. I don't want any trouble with the city government.
No, you do not. Thank you very much.
He hands over his video camera. And he just kind of like starts walking across the street back to his car.
There you go. Hey, kid, and I toss him a 1980-something? You know what? Here, kid. I give him $1 for the bus. Whatever the appropriate amount of bus fare would be.
He kind
of
gives you a glare.
Probably less than $1. So.
All right, so I'll give him $1.
I'm going to get you for this.
And no, you will not.
he runs across the street.
Really? You made him give you his camera?
Well, got rid of him.
Well, we could use that footage, I guess, for like a promo reel in a commercial.
He was trying to get us to pay for his car. You see that car?
Oh, no, we weren't going to pay for the car.
All right.
But that was a good line with the bride. Yeah, I mean we don't have a contract with the city, but if we ever do,
we will.
That's an important thing to keep
in mind. Yeah, we'll put it in there.
All right, so we got to find this ghost now.
Yes, you do. It's Miss Jefferson. She's just like staring at the ruins of the place.
We have to take care of the ball pit. We have to weaken the ghost. Where else have there been strange sightings?
I don't know. The bathrooms, people don't like to go in there anymore.
Oh boy.
That is where the man died.
Was in there.
That's probably a big thing. That's where Mr. McDuffin died.
Alright. Time to go to the bathroom.
Alright. How are you guys going in? There's
walking.
There's like a rear entrance.
Driving entrance.
So I'm assuming this is the front door.
No, the one to the left is the front.
Oh, that's the front?
Yeah, that's play place is out front.
So the play place is over here.
Yeah. Side entrance.
And the bathroom. Those are
and the bathrooms. Yeah. And then there's like a rear entrance back into the back hallway where the kitchens are.
Yeah, why don't we go in the back door? So before we do that, I'm going to say Eric has the PKE meter.
Sure.
Because I'm kind of psychic. I could probably do it on my own. So why don't we check the kitchen for readings?
Okay.
In the back area first. What would using the PKE meter be?
Probably investigate.
Oh, I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
Occult?
Can I use my occult to kind of... Figure out?
To use your psychic power?
Psychic-y.
Athletics.
No.
That's a plus six.
Okay. Yeah, definitely the freezers. You're getting an incredible psychic resonance from inside the freezers.
Oh. Whoa, okay. There's definitely something in the freezer, too.
So hold off on the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm going to go over to Miss Jefferson. Can you tell us anything about the freezer?
Which one? You pointed, yeah.
That one.
That's where we keep the whole fryers.
The whole chickens.
Whole chickens.
Anything else in there? Ghosts?
You tell me.
Well, there is.
Certainly seems like it.
Was the guy who died in here, was he a regular?
Mr. McDuffin?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was... He was in pretty much two or three times a week.
What did he order?
He used to get the family bucket and just eat it.
And does that involve a whole fryer?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's attached to the chicken. And then he would go to the bathroom and shit his brains out?
That's usually what happens if you eat enough of our food.
And did he go in the ball pit?
No. He had a kid, though.
Okay. Well, it seems like he's haunting your chicken and your bathroom still.
Right. Well, if it is him, Can you get him out of here?
That's what we're working on. With that plus six, can I also go over to the bathrooms and see if I get a feeling?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to offer both of you guys a compel at this point.
Yep.
Because you have to, you have to save this man. He's a family man with a kid. Yeah, maybe he was a little unhealthy, but, you know, it's not his fault that he died. You know, maybe there's something you can do to help his spirit rest. And this guy needs to be fucking destroyed.
I'll take it. All right, let's do this. We got to catch this fat son of a bitch.
Yeah, look.
He was.
All right, look, maybe we could just... I think, he was a family guy. We could probably just talk to him, show him the danger he's causing people, and try to put him at rest without, having to destroy him,
Conrad, we've been over this. You can't... reason with ghosts like this. This isn't just a spirit anymore who's haunting his dead wife. This is a poltergeist who is causing chaos in this establishment.
And we could try to get him to stop causing chaos without necessarily having to obliterate him and send him to eternal limbo.
All right, look. I'm not saying I believe that there's a ghost here now, but if there is something apart from some great special effects that I'd really like to learn going on here, then I think we shouldn't really give a shit about this thing, because it tried to kill us with a saber.
It had its chance in life. Now it's dead. We're here to protect the living. That's what the Ghostbusters do.
And that's another way to protect them. That's another way to get them to be protected, to stop the chaos. And right. Stopping the chaos with
well,
other chaos.
Until we get it to manifest, we can't. It's a moot point anyway. So, chicken, freezer, or bathrooms?
Chicken, freezer, or bathrooms?
Well, it's haunting the chicken in the freezer.
Oh, the chicken
and
freezer.
And the bathroom.
And the bath. I thought it was three things. It's
no.
Two things. Okay. I don't like the cold. Let's try the bathroom first.
All right. Did I get a sense of which one? I'm assuming the men's room.
Yeah, the men's room. So you open the door. It's like one of those scenes from a horror movie. Everything is dirty.
Lights
yeah,
flickering.
The lights are flickering. There's like a green filter over everything. Everything's yellowy green.
I'm picturing it's like ectoplasm like
yeah,
dripping
from
the ceiling.
Just dripping
from
the ceiling. You can hear like water dripping somewhere.
There's only the men's room. There's only one stall in here, right?
Yeah.
Are we all going in?
Yeah, why not?
So we slowly walk in, and I go over. I check the urinals.
Yeah, no one's there. You actually under the stall, you can see.
That's what I was gonna
ask. You can see feet. Mm-hmm.
Three. And then just poof, through the door.
Okay.
I would say just like through the door of the. I'm assuming
yeah, yeah.
Protons will go
yeah,
through that.
Yeah, definitely.
It went through a car, so I felt the
wooden stall like gets sliced in half and it just collapses. And you hear a roar and a voice says, "I'm fucking in here!" and then a huge shape. Akos, you gonna look at this thing, Hartwin? It is a class 4 full torso apparition.
Whoa!
Full
damn.
Torso.
And it launches itself.
Wish we
across,
had the video camera in here.
It launches itself through the wall and into the that hallway area.
After it.
Yeah, we'll chase it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm gonna run.
So it's just a floating torso.
It's just a floating torso. You get
it doesn't
a look
have
at
any heads.
No, he has one head.
No.
You get a look at him. He's a big man wearing kind of like a yellow stained Oxford shirt and slacks.
No slacks.
He's got like.
Well, wait. Does he have hips? Because he could wear slacks and they
yeah.
just kind of.
That's
oh,
they,
so, oh,
it
so
disappears into a ghost tail.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
He looks like his eyes are all bulgy and bloodshot, and he looks just like sweaty and
he's got a needle dick.
He's a fat dad. He turns and you can just see the same red glow in his eyes that you saw in the chicken's eyes before. And he's
red eyes, like a chicken's eyes.
And he says, "All right, well, if you want to bother a man on the shitter, then fuck you." And you hear from behind you something.
I'm gonna turn around.
You see the whole chickens jumping out of the freezer.
Oh.
Running toward you on their drumsticks.
Well, that's I was thinking it was gonna be a shit monster. That would have been horrible.
No.
Someone keep an eye on him.
I'm gonna scream, "Chickens!"
Alright. So there are 8 chickens.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 6 chickens, 2 for each of you, and him.
That's a lot of chicken. I don't know if I can eat that much.
They are They're like coming. Some of them are coming like down the back hallway, and some of them are like leaping the counter and running through the.
We kitchen. Only have one trap, right?
Yes.
So we never determined who has the trap.
Probably you.
Okay.
One of the two of you, anyway.
Well, Eric has
doesn't
a PK
want Eric
right,
doesn't
right,
want
Eric
to got, trap them,
right?
And
right.
I don't well, believe you, in ghosts, so
you
probably
you
have
know
the trap.
You know as an experienced Ghostbuster that this is all resulting from him.
No, I know that. I know we can't trap the chicken. I just realized if we're going to have to trap him, then we should figure
someone,
out who has the
yeah.
trap.
Okay, so it's you.
I
then.
Do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to shoot the. Chickens first.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Go for the ads first.
I should probably keep an eye on.
Why don't you try talking to him?
I could.
Yeah.
You could try to talk him down while they deal with the chickens.
Chickens.
I guess shoot for the chickens? Yeah.
I'm guessing empathy.
I'm shooting chickens.
Empathy for me?
Empathy to get a read on him.
Oh, alright.
I'll say this. You can roll empathy to get one of his aspects, and then you can
dead.
Okay, I don't have much in the way of talking, but I'm good at being empathetic. I'm going to let's see. Which can I invoke my trouble?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to invoke Haunter Helper to re-roll that die.
Okay.
Because I'm because
you have
to
help.
I help a Haunter.
That makes sense.
I rolled the exact.
I was. Number. I would say usually, unless you get like a minus three, it's better just to take the plus two.
Oh.
Excuse me, iTunes needs your attention.
When the hell did iTunes open?
But iTunes needs your attention.
I'll use another one. Let's see. The only other one I could think of is just like, maybe my coach Buster. Because I'm...
That's what you actually called it, Coach Buster?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I'm trying to coach him down. I'm trying to use my experience into dealing with troublesome youths.
Wait, you're not persuasive, but you're a football... You're probably not a very good coach.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, here's the deal, team. We have to go back out there and stop sucking so much.
I think I just thought of empathy.
You guys could just, like, throw the balls and
better
catch.
That'd be great.
Them, maybe...
I think I just thought of empathy as in covering things like that.
Well, empathy is more like psychology. Like you can read people.
So I have a four now.
Okay. You get that he is haunting this place. Let's have a little interaction in character. What do you say to him?
Look, man, you gotta calm it down here. There's nothing that you're causing trouble for all these people who did nothing to deserve it. We have to just relax and stop trying to hurt everyone. All right, just calm it down, buddy.
What are you talking about? Of course they deserve it. They serve this disgusting fried food. They let me eat myself to death.
Well, I mean, look, they're a business. They cater to people who come in and want this food. They can't just say, you know, we're not going to sell it. You have to also think about it that there's some personal accountability there, too. And you can't take it out on them just because you kept coming to get the food.
Right. That's why they need to be stopped.
Is that, I guess that's around.
So, yeah. That's, what you get from that is one of his aspects is hell-bent on revenge.
Hmm.
They ruined his life. They basically killed him slowly, and he paid for it. And now he's going to make them pay for it. So you can use that as you like in your future negotiations with him. And then we go to the chickens.
Yep.
I got a one.
You got a one?
Yeah.
I got a four.
You fire at some Jerry, but you're it's your neutrona beam goes through the counter and like slices off a piece of it, and the chicken dodges nimbly around you. You got a 4?
Yep. Oh, I thought that was okay. It makes sense that it dodged me. I thought it was dodging Alex. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, well, I'm definitely not hitting it then.
Hartwin, you roast one.
Nice. So there's only 5 left.
There's 5 left. 3 of them are leaping at you, Jerry.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And they... get 1 passive dodge.
Okay. Do I roll for that?
Yep. You can roll athletics.
Athletics.
If you don't have it on your pyramid, then it's a +0.
Let's see. Oh, and I'm not trying to steal anything, so I can't use burglary. -2. I'm gonna do a jack of all trades to re-roll it.
I'll allow it.
All right, 0. It's an improvement.
All right.
I'm rolling so terrible. I don't think I've got above 1 so far without spending.
All together, they got 5 shift on you.
Okay, yeah, all right.
So can you take that any way you want as stress or consequences?
So you could fill both your boxes as 3 and then take a 2 consequence and you'd be good. Or if you want to save a box, you can just take the 4 consequence and a 1 stress, or just take a 6 consequence.
The 6 consequences don't go anywhere.
They stick around for a while. Unless, did you take athletics as a skill?
No.
Oh, okay.
What sort of consequence would be a 4 consequence? And how long do those last? They last a while, right?
Four consequence sticks around for at least 2 sessions, and you have to do something to heal it.
All right. Now I'll do the physical stress 1, 2, and 2 consequence.
2 consequence?
Yeah.
All right.
Or you could take yourself out.
I'll wait and see if...
Good.
All right.
I'll wait and see.
So 3 of them jump at you.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Two of them like leap on your arms and start like crawling up your arms, and the other one throws itself right at your solar plexus.
And they're like frozen.
They're frozen solid chickens.
Oh yeah.
So it's a pretty hard hit, and you go.
So I got the wind knocked out of me.
Yeah. So you're winded.
Okay.
You know, it's not gonna. That'll go away at the end of the scene, but
okay. Yeah.
And then 2 of them are going for you, Jerry. For you, Hartwin, you get a passive.
2. Nope. 1. I can math.
Okay. They get 2 shift on you. They roll a +3.
All right. That's my 3 box. Ooh. This has been a bad day for Hartman.
So they run up to you on their little drumsticks, and they try launching themselves at you like they did with Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
But you kind of stumble back out of the way, and they end up like you're almost like dancing around them, and they're at your feet.
So they hit me, but not as well.
Yeah, they... Well, stress isn't really anything lasting.
Yeah.
So you're still unhurt, but you're, you know...
Okay.
You're straining yourself physically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Conrad.
Yeah.
He's gonna... I forgot about... what's Mr. McStuffin? He is going to...
Was he a doctor?
Dr. McStuffins?
Doc McStuffins.
No.
My baby cousin is apparently obsessed with Doc McStuffins.
I don't know what that is.
It's a kid's TV show.
They like, she like, it's doctor like treats animals, stuffed animals or something.
She like wanted a Doc McStuffins costume for Christmas and was so happy when she got one.
Okay.
She's also 4.
I would hope.
She's also 16.
She's 37. She's not my baby cousin. I mean, we just call her that. Her name is Baby.
My cousin Baby?
You mean your baby cousin?
No. My cousin Baby. She's 46.
Yeah, B-A-B-Y, Baby.
Is a, no.
That's my baby.
Not well done out name.
So his eyes glow, and he reaches out with his hands, and he just draws forth a stream of barbecue sauce from the dispenser that covers the two of you. So you guys both have... you guys both have the aspect, if you want to write it on a card.
Yeah.
Sticky.
Sauce.
Sticky and delicious.
On the sauce.
And he, you guys didn't, you used your passive dodge already.
Yeah.
So he gets 2 free invokes because he ended up with a +5.
Damn. Now you want me to mark your invokes on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You could use your invokes, you know, for whatever reason, but.
If we could work in being sauced?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Somehow. Yeah. And how that benefits you.
Yeah, if we're trying to get out of the way of chickens, chickens slip and slide on sauce.
The chickens think they're also chickens and stop attacking.
Don't forget, we could also invoke our...
Yeah, that's right. The chickens think we're chickens because we've got barbecue sauce on it. Exactly.
Conrad.
Yeah.
He just did that. Mm. What are you doing? It's new round.
Well, I'm still trying to talk him down to calm him down. That's just the method I think is best.
All right. In that case, that would be probably rapport.
I have it. So,
roll it base.
Yeah, it's +0.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he's pretty angry, so you got a target of +4.
Haunter Helper. I'm re-rolling that shit.
What did you roll?
-3.
Well.
+2. Bit of a swing there.
Okay. So you still fail.
Right.
I will offer you a chance at victory though.
Uh-huh.
You have to show this guy that you're truly on the level.
Mm-hmm.
So take off your proton pack.
Hmm.
You know, you want to negotiate with him. You're not here to hurt him. You're just here to help him find his peace.
All right. Look, not here to hurt you. I just think we could talk this out. I'm putting it down. We're just going to talk this out. No weapons in hand. All right?
He looks a little confused, but you can tell that you've definitely like undercut his anger, and he's more open to, you know,
right,
being reasonable now. The chickens, however, are still
I'm gonna keep
all
shooting
over you two.
Chickens are now.
Yeah, I will also shoot at chickens.
Okay.
Fuck. All right.
And I will remind you guys that you can use the environment if you want to create like a barrier aspect or dodge behind things.
I got a 3.
All right.
I also got a 3.
So now that these things are close to you, this is kind of how it goes. You scorch yourself a little bit, Hartwin, but you just point that neutrino one down between your legs. You like, and you know that's roasted chicken right there.
All right.
And Jerry,
yeah.
You shake one of the chickens off of you, you know, like you throw it, and then bring the proton wand up and just cook it as it flies down the hallway.
It's too bad I wasn't the skeet shooter. But he yelled, pull.
They are going to... So we're two down. There's three left.
No, we're three down. I killed one the first turn.
That's right. I'm sorry. So there are three left.
Yes. Oh, wait, but you said there were three left.
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay.
Sorry, yeah, two down from where we were. We were at five.
Oh, okay.
Now we're at three. Yeah, yeah, that didn't make sense to me in my own head, and I said it. All right, they're going to...
I blame Ed.
Damn it. Yeah, Ed did
absolutely.
It.
Someone open a can.
Okay.
Make him thirsty of revenge.
Yeah, we'll teach him.
They are going
to... so refreshing.
Pepsi noise.
This is a Coke house, Eric.
I'm sorry, I'll go home.
Good.
Really, it is more of a Pepsi house because Allie hates Coke, but she'll tolerate vanilla Coke.
Do we have to dodge?
No, they're not attacking.
Oh.
They're hiding. They're gone. So they have like skittered away, and you can't quite tell where they went to.
Okay. All right.
Because they saw what happened when they, you know, did the full frontal, and their friends got fucking destroyed.
Yep.
They have retreated for the moment. Back to
Conrad
and the ghost of Mr. McDuffin.
So I guess I be doing another roll or what?
You gotta like. You've convinced him to listen to you,
right?
But now you gotta like persuade him that you know none of this is worth it. He should just go to whatever you know whatever afterlife there is. It's
right. Let's think here. Look, I understand that you're unhappy because of what happened. Obviously,
unhappy. I died in a toilet.
And I can understand why you'd be upset about that, obviously. But the thing is that there's really no need to go. What would it solve to like hurt these people? It wouldn't bring you back. It wouldn't do anything of the sort. Look, they're already going to suffer too because of the fact that all this stuff is going on in their restaurants. That's going to hit business. That's going to make them suffer. So suffering has already happened. Who knows? They could even end up closing the place down. That's entirely possible. You've done something already, and your story of what happened to you could get out to the news. Maybe something could be done about.
If only there was a reporter.
about people like reporting calories and their menus or something. I was researching and trying to see when it was that came up, but it was that's a lot later than I thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was pretty recent.
Yeah.
That was after Super Size Me, wasn't it? When that really started.
I saw like 2010 or something.
Yeah. I remember Nassau County passed it around then, 2010, 2012 maybe.
Anyway, the assistant manager, Miss Jefferson, says, I work here because I need the money to pay for tuition for school. I want to be a doctor. If I lose this job, I don't know how I'm going to pay my tuition next semester. So she says that, and you get a +2 bonus because she's, you know.
Alright, so I'm rolling with a +2.
Because in 1987, you could pay for tuition at a community college
right.
with a job as an assistant manager.
One.
Those were the days.
I have no faith points. You could still probably do that as an assistant manager.
These dice are going away too.
It'd be rough.
That would be rough.
I don't want to hurt Miss Jefferson. She's a lovely person. She used to give me free buttered rolls. But that Mr. Dalton, he's a crook. He's exploiting people.
How so?
He exploited me and my
disregard of my own health. I came in here thinking I was getting, maybe not healthy food, but I didn't think it was going to kill me.
And he specifically did something. What did he specifically do? How did he? I mean, it's. Let's be honest.
It's his business. He profited off of my pain and misery, and he.
And enjoyment.
Did you see any investigation or anything in the local paper about what happened here? I died in my own filth in the toilet.
You did see a reporter outside.
Yes.
No, you did. You never told us he was a reporter.
Oh, I was just talking about the reporter that gave me the information on it.
He saw him recording us with a camera.
Doesn't mean he was a reporter.
He said he was something.
So the public has a right to know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's safe to assume.
He did say he was a reporter. He writes for the Albuquerque Community
Television. He told Chris that.
Yeah, so Chris knows, but you don't know that.
I think that he was pointing a camera at us and telling us that the public has a right to know that if you were to assume that that person was a reporter, no one would fault you for it.
That's true.
Anyway, that's your exchange with him for right. this round. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go quite as well as you'd hoped.
Yeah, exactly.
You two, the chickens are gone, and you see Conrad has taken off his proton pack and is like talking with the ghost.
Did you hear what he was saying?
You kind of caught a little bit of it. You get the gist that he's trying to calm this guy down.
If the ghost is distracted, could we trap it? Like, if I just slid the trap under it, would that work? Or does it have to be weakened?
It has to be weakened. If it's too strong, it can just break right. free of the field.
Does killing the chickens weaken it?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It is possible, though.
How's it going, Conrad?
I'm working on it.
All right, I'm gonna look for a chicken, then.
All right, give me notice.
Plus four.
Yeah, you spot them. They have climbed up into the drop ceiling.
Oh, God.
And are getting ready to drop down on the both of you.
Above! Can I shoot them?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, I will also shoot once he yells above and points up.
God damn it.
Don't be shitty. Two.
Two.
Alright, so two of them miss, but one of them hits. Who's getting hit?
We're both full of stress. We can still dodge?
Yes, you can pass a dodge.
I will dodge because Chris doesn't have athletics.
Okay.
Plus three. Ties go to the defender. So you, once again, just jump right out of the way. You guys shot at them?
Yeah, we both got two.
We both got two. Okay, I'm gonna try. One of them gets vaporized, so it doesn't even count.
Yeah, vapor chickens.
Second one gets vaporized.
Nice.
So there's one left. It's the one that almost hit you in the face.
Okay, that's fair.
It launched itself down through the tile at you, and you just went,
chicken!
So now we're back to you and Mr. McStuffin and Yami Day.
The manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the assistant manager.
Assistant manager.
Look, I know a reporter. I know someone. I'm not talking about your guy. My reporter.
Okay.
I know.
Talk about whatever reporter you want.
If we have any lead on information that he's done something wrong, we could get it out to the masses. There's no need to. You see, you're hurting people there. There's no need to hurt uninvolved people, all in the quest to get this one person taken care of for this slight that they've done against you. If you could stop hurting everyone, I could try my best to get an investigation done to look into these things. I know people on the inside.
All right. She's not going to help you this time because, again, she needs this job, and what you're saying is, stop haunting the place, and I'll ruin this guy's business for you. give me a rapport, or are you lying? You could also go with deceive.
I'm not going to do one of those things. I'll just straight up zero roll. Minus one.
All right. You want a fate point?
Okay.
Okay. He doesn't believe you, jackass.
Who was that?
It's the Barry. Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
What? You see this guy? Oh. Don't trust this guy. He's an asshole. He's a wife-stealing asshole.
Look. It's not the way that it Barry. Sounds. He had passed on already. I didn't even know her before that.
What? You... Look. You see this guy? He's a total jock dickhead.
Can we all see Barry as well?
I think probably Hartwin can. Since you have latent psychic abilities. You kind of attuned to that kind of thing.
Right. Oh boy. So now that the ghost is thoroughly distracted, I'm gonna shoot him with my proton pack.
Okay. He's not gonna dodge because he's not expecting that.
I'm gonna ignore the last chicken and shoot the ghost.
How about you, Jerry? One chicken left if you wanna.
You know what? I'll take care of the last chicken.
I don't know if I should reroll.
I'm gonna reroll this.
You know, I am too, because I rolled the same thing with one less minus.
What are you invoking, gentlemen?
I am invoking all ghosts must die again.
Okay.
I'm gonna do. Can I do Jack of all trades? Oh, can I do franchise member?
Same thing.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, you want to succeed because this is your business.
This is my job.
Plus three.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay. Was I rolling again? Oh, shoot. Yeah. So I got a 5.
Oh, yeah. You blast the shit out of that chicken.
All right. I was saving it all up for
that. Wait,
are
you going for the chicken or?
I was going for the chicken.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That was the last one. I got 3 to hit the ghost.
The chicken is no more.
Yeah.
You catch it, like, head on with the proton beam, and it just evaporates into its component molecules.
Chicken vapor.
Yeah. He does not get a dodge. What did you get?
3.
3. Okay.
So basically, in game mechanics, we have to get him down to being taken out.
Yeah.
And then we hit him with the trap instead of...
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Or, you can at least, get one consequence on him.
Okay.
So the wand, like, encircles him. It's like a lasso, but he pushes through it and like goes flying across the restaurant.
Connor, I got your back on
into some tables.
This isn't what the way we're doing this.
You see what kind of assholes you hang out with?
Dude, I have nothing to do with that.
You lie down with dogs, you get fleas.
I knew it was all bullshit anyway. Conrad, like, rises into the air and lifts his arms.
I do?
Not Conrad, sorry. Mr. McDuffin, lifts his arms and, tables and chairs start floating off of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to attempt to throw them at you.
I'm going to recover my proton pack.
Okay, that's gonna be your action.
Yeah. I mean, you would fail. It was going south anyway.
Mm.
It wasn't gonna work. You got a fate point for it.
Right.
You tried, yeah.
Yeah, you tried. I'm gonna I'm assuming chairs are being thrown at me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna dodge.
He's gonna pay a fate point to invoke, his poltergeist proclivities. And he gets another fate point. That's gonna be his last one. To invoke Hellbent on Revenge. So he's at +6.
Oh, good. I'm at 0.
Okay.
Is this the chicken turn still, or do I get to go now?
This is a dodge.
Yeah. He's the ghost is hurling tables and chairs at you.
Oh, so I just dodge.
Yeah.
So it is still the chicken turn.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there are no more chickens.
That fell.
Beautiful.
There was
That fell.
Yeah, that fell.
Yeah. Two.
Two? All right. Four.
Is that six between us or six each?
I'll say between you.
Oh, good. Okay, so I only take a moderate consequence.
Mm-hmm. So what?
I'm out. But I don't want to get out. Well, three and three. So
three
if you took two, so you got two,
four.
You can take one.
Well,
but your stress boxes are full, so you take a moderate consequence as well.
Okay, I guess I take a moderate consequence.
Okay.
We both do.
What would be a good one, do you guys think? Probably like...
Bruised and broken?
Broken ribs.
Okay.
You go broken ribs for both of us?
Broken ribs for Hartwin. I'm going to go with broken nose.
My beautiful nose.
Yeah.
It was your best feature.
The table flips around and it just catches you in the face. Knocks you back over. He's still up, but now you guys get to go.
I'm going to shoot him.
Yeah, me too.
I am not happy about it, but...
There we go.
I tried. And I'm going to shoot him.
Much better. I'm
gonna try to dodge.
So I can invoke my skeet shooting stunt?
Yes.
All right.
He's trying to get out of the way.
Actually, would ghost punching be effective in this? It doesn't have to be the proton pack.
No, ghost punching would work.
Okay, I'm going to use that instead. Okay, so that puts me at plus seven.
Okay. I only got a plus two.
Wow.
Mine's three. Plus three.
All right.
I'm going to literally beat him into submission.
Good.
With my brain.
All right. With all of that... You guys have him. You guys have him in your streams. He's pretty much knocked out and being held by your beams. You just have to
slide
the trap under.
All right, I slide the trap.
I'll let you get that without a roll. There's a scream as he is sucked down into it, and then the restaurant goes silent. And you look over, there are tables and chairs thrown around everywhere, part of a disintegrated, melted, Confederate chicken general.
Hartwin walks over, to the trap, and picks it up by the cord. It's, you know, it dangles there, still smoking. He looks at it and just goes, cluck you.
Is Barry still
and
here?
I hang it back on my belt.
Barry has gone away.
Oh. I'm just gonna yell out to the ether for him. That's where you'd be if it wasn't for me.
I forget. Did they have like a temporary containment unit, or did they just plug the traps right into the laser grid thing? Yeah.
They plug the traps into the laser.
But they had like a bunch of traps with them. Yeah. Okay.
All right,
boys. Another successful bust.
Quite a show.
It wasn't a show.
You seriously still saying that?
It doesn't make sense. Ghosts aren't real.
Yes, they are.
You're going to have to show me how you pulled this off. All right, look, I understand. We can't talk about it in front of the marks.
They're not marks. They're clients.
Yeah, we can't talk about it in front of the clients. When we get back into the RV, I really want to know.
I didn't... Okay, so you think that somehow I perpetually coated all the tables with slime, created a 10-foot-tall man shape out of balls of the ball pit, also covered in slime, made a semi-translucent torso appear in the bathroom, float out here, have a conversation with Conrad, then levitate tables and chairs and throw them at us. After that fiberglass statue that was bolted to the floor somehow got filled with live chicken meat and came to life and attacked us. You think I set that whole thing up without anyone who works here realizing?
And the frozen chickens.
Miss Jefferson is just sort of staring at the ruins of the restaurant. She's like, he's going to kill me. He's going to kill me. That's just the end of it. You know? Fuck it. There were too many Confederate flags around this place anyway.
Yeah, that's a weird design choice.
Yeah.
She takes off her striped hat and throws it on the floor and says, I fucking quit.
Well, then we'll send the bill to your to Mr. Dalton.
You do that. You guys looking for any help?
Are we?
How pretty is this woman?
Fairly attractive. And
yes, we are. We're looking for help.
I mean, with what? We don't even have an office.
Yeah, we kind of.
Shut up. She's hot.
All right, whatever.
I can hear you. I'm standing right here. You know that, right?
That's. Look, you want the job or not?
Well, as we've established, I've done more degrading things.
We have zero Confederate flags.
Then you're miles better than this place. All right, so we'll shift into epilogue mode. There's a lot of swearing the next morning.
Why?
I don't understand.
Yeah. When Mr. Dalton comes back.
Oh, I know. You guys are the fucking best. Look at all the... Look at how many fucking less ghosts there are. Yeah. You guys really fucking... Fuck. Have some extra fucking money.
There are a lot of fucks.
Sounds about right to me.
In there. There are threats. Jerry, you know, says that it's clearly in the terms of service in the contract that he signed when he employed you, that you're not liable for any damages, and you give
him
the bill.
That'll be $5,000,
right? Basically,
yeah.
We're giving a new special this week, so we'll cut off $500.
I realize one of our skills should be law for our.
Oh yeah,
our thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
we may have to call a lawyer to cover our.
Yeah,
assets.
I think you could cover that with
resources.
Either contacts or resources.
Okay, one of those is a lawyer, or among those is a lawyer. All right, I like it.
Yeah,
that's it's a good job. I like it. I like what you did with the system.
And who doesn't love the Ghostbusters?
It's true.
It's
jerks.
I was like,
jerks.
I want to play the Ghostbusters International game, but I really don't want to use the old West End D6 system because it sucks.
Yeah, no, this works. I think Fate is a great system for it too. It works better in Fate Core than Accelerated would.
I think I need to be a little bit more conscientious when I plan the fights. Because it kind of turned into, what do you guys do? We shoot the ghosts, and that was the whole thing.
Yeah, I would say that it should also be considered, like, break the scenes up more, because yeah. I went into that last fight with, like, all my stress boxes already full.
Yeah.
No, I thought those, I mean, that's your, like... That's what the Ghostbusters did. If there's a problem, they shot it with their proton packs.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that's a little bit more in terms of it's battle design instead of the core mechanics of the game.
Yeah,
that are at fault. And the reason this was a little bit light on that is because I threw it together in 2 hours. Because
no, it was good. I liked the idea of the ghost haunting the restaurant because he died there because he didn't fucking know that fried chicken was bad for him.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, yeah.
Even if it was the 80s, fucking fried chicken.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that he definitely knew he was slowly killing himself, but
yeah.
he got really resentful about it when he died.
When he died.
Right.
Weird. Ghosts don't make good decisions.
No.
Who'd have thunk? No, but I really liked it. I thought it was good. Yeah. I would definitely play again.
Okay, cool. I like the setup that you guys had too. Like I know it's kind of heavy on the setup for Fate Core. Like it's not really pick up and play like Fate Accelerated.
I mean, but Fate Core tends to be that way a little bit more. And yeah. Also, I mean, it took us like an hour and a half, which to make characters and set up our franchise. I mean, that's not bad. That's average for.
I like the franchise that you guys came up with where, you know, you just have the RV and you call into a messenger service, to get your yep. jobs and stuff.
I'm going to make a note of that so we don't forget.
Busting Bad. So in my notes I call this episode Double Down.
Because of the sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can retitle it. I do like Busting Bad.
Busting Bad is good. Yeah.
All right. So if we ever
Cluck up.
Cluck up. They have most definitely used Poultrygeist. Otherwise, I would steal that one. But yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you guys liked it. Any thoughts, comments, questions?
My only criticism is breaking up the end a little bit because Fate, like,
it relies on the fact that you need to
refresh your stress. Which I'm going to erase now, so I don't forget. No, other than that, I thought it was really good. I like the investigation. I like how there is like pre-work you can do so you can kind of figure out what it is you're going up against.
I threw in the college kid with the camera just to be like kind of an asshole and a thorn in your side.
That's great. It reminded me, honestly, it reminded me a little bit of a Red Market setup.
Okay.
Because there was like research, and then you get to the job, and there's complications because there's always complications.
Right.
It was good.
I'm glad you guys liked it. I have some more here. Sorry, Chris.
It's all right. I put this one on the wrong.
And I guess if we play again, you know, hopefully, we'll have a. I'll have some more variation in the. Fighting next time. Any last will thoughts?
I'm only afraid of very specific ghosts.